Number 3. Music.
Today, we will continue talking about great opera composers. I'm sure you remember from yesterday's lecture that there are many fantastic opera writers. Now, I'd like to give you some information about another very famous composer. His name is Giuseppe Verdi. Like most composers, Giuseppe Verdi is normally called by his last name only. Verdi was born in 1813. With a name like Giuseppe Verdi, where do you think he might be from? Of course, Verdi is from Italy. Verdi began to show a great interest in music at an early age. At only 8 years old, Verdi began to play musical instruments. Do you have any idea what his first instrument was called? Now, this is just a fun fact. You don't need to memorize this. His first instrument was called a spinet. Like I was saying, Verdi's family quickly realized his great interest in music and sent him to study music formally. By the time Verdi was 10 years old, he was studying at a music school and taking private music lessons. He studied with some very good musicians. So you can see that Verdi not only had natural talent, but he also practiced to become a great musician. When Verdi was 26 years old, he wrote an opera called Oberto Conte di San Bonifacio. Don't worry about writing down the whole name of that opera. We can just refer to it as Oberto for short. You can copy down the full names of Verdi's operas from my website. What's really important here is that this opera, Oberto, really was the beginning for Verdi's success. Although Oberto was not a huge success itself, it was successful enough to earn some recognition for Verdi. After writing Oberto, Verdi went on to write many more operas. And with each opera, Verdi became more and more famous. What is interesting about Verdi's fame is that people who supposedly knew a lot about music at the time didn't like him. In his time, Verdi had a lot of critics. There were many people who did not like his work. However, most of these people were music critics, that is, people who evaluated music and were considered professionals. The critics particularly disliked some of Verdi's operas because of their political messages. Verdi's real fans, though, were the common people. He was liked more by the public than the musical elite, the critics of his day.
1. What does the professor mean when he says this?
Verdi's real fans, though, were the common people.
Two. What is the professor's attitude toward Verdi? Three. Why does the professor mention Verdi's opera, Oberto? Four. What does the professor imply when he says this?
Now, this is just a fun fact. You don't need to memorize this. His first instrument was called a spinet.